Okay, so this is going to be part two of my story about spirit. And I probably should have said this in my part one, but I'm going to say this now. So everything that happens in this story that I'm telling absolutely happened, is absolutely true. And I know that a huge percentage of the population is really skeptical about that. But I just want to go on the record as saying it doesn't matter to me whether or not you believe me, and it doesn't matter to spirit either. It's simply a series of events that occurred in my life. I do have witnesses to it. But yeah, it doesn't matter if you believe me or not. That's all I wanted to say. So, okay, so where did I leave off? I think I left off. Okay, so I was trying to communicate this and my phone was being messed with. It was just really frustrating. So I demanded that the spirit leave me, leave my home, leave my room, and was given some confirmation this would happen. But I was also given by my sister-in-law, who is a root magic light worker and does juju work, I was given a really detailed protection process to protect my home and specifically my bedroom. And this process includes Psalm 91, which is a really long psalm. So because I'm tech retarded, it was late at night. I didn't know how to link my iPhone to my printer because, yeah, I'm not savvy with technology. So I decided to just handwrite these two psalms that I needed to write. And she made it clear to me that psalms predate Christianity because I am non-denominational and I'm not religious. I do want to say that. I am not religious and I view spirituality and religion as two completely separate things. I may go into detail on that on a separate post. But I got out two Sharpies. I wrote Psalm 91 in purple and I wrote Psalm 24 in hot pink. No particular reason. She ended up telling me later that my having written them by hand really made them all that much more powerful and effective. Now comes the really amazing part. So my sister-in-law, who we'll just call Zen Jen, she had described to me previously scenarios where she would be doing a reading, a cleansing, or a protection for someone, and they would use an egg. And the egg would get lighter and lighter, and then at the end of the process, they would open the egg, and it would be empty. And she told me that this occurs, and that to the best of our human comprehension, spirit simply uses up the contents during the protective process. So the egg, which was full at the beginning, is now empty. And by the way, I want to say Zen Jen is an amazing, amazing person. She's a genius. She has a myriad of skills, really too massive to list. And she is simply just one of the most magical people that I know. She really brings me a lot of wisdom. So a couple months later, this process included me placing these psalms in a stack underneath a pair of scissors, which were open, pointing to the head of my bed. Okay. So I had a stack of handwritten pages, six pages, two being Psalm 24 and four pages being Psalm 91 underneath scissors, underneath my bed. So a couple months later, I have an adjustable bed and the power source is underneath the bed. And I had my husband under there because one of the sides of the adjustable bed wasn't working properly. And I said, hey, while you're under there, I'm going to look and see if my, you know, everything's in order under my scissors. And what I found was that Psalm 24 was underneath the scissors, still stacked up perfectly, but that the four handwritten pages of Psalm 91 were simply just gone, just vanished. Now, I do have pets, so he and I and my sister-in-law, Hannah, we all, you know, we were really shocked. Like, where did it go? We discussed the possibility, did the dogs get it? But there was no evidence. There was no chewed up paper. We searched high and low. And the fact that the Psalm 24 was still in place under the scissors really told us that the other four pages had just vanished. So I, of course, immediately contacted Zen Jen because part of her skill set is card pulling. And I've heard from numerous sources that her card pulling is so uncanny and accurate that it's really quite something special. So I wrote to her and I said, this is what happened. Can you please pull some cards? Because I had felt like I had been being messed with by this male spirit. He wasn't there to do me harm. He was really just more mischievous and meddlesome and just really kind of poking me, saying, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. So I just wasn't sure where these four pages had gone and to what purpose, what end. Well, Zen Jen had a lot going on in her own life, and so it took her quite some time to pull the cards and get me an answer. But when she did, it really changed everything. So she typed, and you know, this is in real time. I can see it as she's typing it. And she said, okay, I pulled your cards. And she said, yeah, they were taken by spirit. And I said, yeah, I assumed, but which one and why? And she typed, no. The Spirit with capitals. You might think of it as the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm very, very staunchly non-religious and really am pretty serious about that. But the very moment that I read those words, my entire being was immediately and powerfully filled up with the most profound sense that I've ever in my life experienced. It was as if the entirety of my body inside was glowing with a pure white light and tingling. It was like this feeling of all encompassing absolute confirmation and knowing, and other feelings that I don't even have words to describe. And that feeling persisted for a long time. I swear that I felt like I might float away. It was that profound. This confirmation that the Holy Spirit, who up until that minute, frankly, I didn't even believe in, was protecting me, my home, and had used up these four handwritten pages that took me hours to finish. It was really profound. The feeling retracted up my limbs and ended up settling in my heart chakra and stayed there for quite some time. This experience for me was very, very fervent, powerful, and far-reaching. It really changed because my husband, who is super anti-religion and totally anti-higher power, absolutely witnessed this with his eyes, as did my sister-in-law, as did my daughter. They were all there when we made the discovery that the pages were gone. So, it was just a really magical thing. And I wanted to share this story because of the stirring and really meaningful impact that it had on me. And I thought maybe it might bless someone else. So that's it. That is my story of spirit. And I've just been seeing synchronicity and miracles in my realm every day. So pay attention and maybe you'll have some too. Love and light and all that hippie shit. Okay. Bye, guys.